Have a Little Show is run completely by trained chimps, unless you mean the disabled population of which there are 650 million of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I tuned to the wrong podcast.
Or I'm gonna find them.
Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Log Talk Radio or any other network. Like we said at the top of the announcement, this show is run by trained idiots. We may have other idiots in the control booth who...
Well, we also want to tell you that this show contains strong language, maybe unsuitable for children, unusual humor, which may be unsuitable for adults, and advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors. Did we say mathematics majors? Sorry, we meant lawyers, caseworkers, nannies, Wall Street execs, who are looking at you, Autism Speaks, even though you changed your motto, fact doctors, people opposed to free speech, and current dictators. The dictators on this list include Mao Zedong, Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, Hun Sen, Paul Gamey, anybody who is involved in the Northeast US election. That includes Donald Trump. Also, did we ever mention, or hasten to mention, that we are also against neurotypicals, which is defined as one or more groups who have considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, you are normal. Please go to your doctor and get your head checked. In the meantime, enjoy AMC Press and Trailer.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, along with Red Hood and Gianni.
I'm here.
Yes, we're all here. Finally, back from an amazing holiday to which we have a topic that we're going to be discussing more on Wednesday. The FAA is supposedly testing a drone system to protect us from flying robot uprisings. Yes. So, yeah. And now I think we should get... I think there's a more important topic. And where is Red Hood, by the way?
I think there's an elephant in the room here. We definitely have to discuss
Where's Red Hood?
Oh, Red Hood, where are you, Red Hood? Poet, and I didn't even know it.
Oh, boy. Red Hood is either gone missing...
Or he's gone as what?
I would hope. I mean, this topic is kind of nice to be able to talk with him about... Before we even get started, it deals with the disability topic. The news broke this past week that there was a A story broke as of this week that has not had that much coverage this past week of a person with a disability was brutally hurt in Chicago, and this individual is someone who's white and people with disabilities. Why can't see why there's not that much coverage about this.
What's sickening was it was actually broadcast on Facebook Live.
Yeah, which I'm sure Red Hood will have.
Of course I'll have.
There he is.
Of course I'll have a whack at this. I mean, come on. Really? Honestly, you're right, Pinky. Honestly, your only coverage was 2 days. 2 days. 2 days. 2 days.
Far less from what other coverage has got. There's no, there is no, no, there is no, no Disabled Lives Matter. There's nothing that has come out about it.
Disabled Lives, look. If I may, the Disabled Lives Matter movement mm-hmm. is all around us. We're just not,
right.
It's not us, per se. It's the media. The media
yeah.
isn't, wait a second, sorry. We're the media. What are we talking about?
Right. The mainstream media.
The mainstream media. The mainstream media isn't covering this. Even if they tried to, they couldn't even cover it accurately. I was reading in the Washington Post. The Washington Post even had a revealing opinion article on the fact that this guy, Eugene Volkic, said what makes the vicious attack broadcast on Facebook a hate crime versus the mass attacks that are happening in his own city of Chicago. Meanwhile, this reporter is based in L.A. and writes for the Washington Post. Now tell
right.
me, now tell me what's not screwed up about this. The fact is that this person, it's, we were talking before the broadcast. Well, what if it had been the reverse? What if it had been
mm-hmm.
one black guy and four white dudes?
Then everybody would be
covering it. What if it would be a celebrity, a certain celebrity who was attacked in Paris, and then there'll be coverage for 2 weeks? Come on, folks. I mean, really?
Yeah.
It's disgraceful. You're going and saying, oh, this isn't a hate crime, or this is a hate crime. This isn't a hate crime. What? Are you twiddling your thumbs inside a barn trying to find a haystack, a needle, you know, and a haystack, or maybe the needle plus the haystack, or all three, or maybe you're just trying to get over yourself of the fact
trying
that last night at the Golden Globes, Meryl Streep, again, and I'm not saying that she didn't go after this, but she did go after it, the disabled reporter comment, of which we here at AMC Press are rather pissed about. You're not going to just...
And we also discussed previously.
And we discussed
and
this previously.
And which we also discussed.
Exactly.
So... If you're going to just say, oh, it doesn't matter, oh, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter. And,
no. It matters a lot. It matters to everyone in the universe, at least in the continental United States. I don't know how far it's gone my way, but
right.
in the continental United States, definitely something, well, disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
It's disturbing.
Why should anyone have to go through this and go, oh, wait, it's A-okay for everyone else to have be spoken up for? What about the disabled population? Which disabilities do not discriminate?
Well, no. I'm not going to say, well, yes, I'm going to say. But, the thing is there's a difference between stealing violins, something that I do,
mm-hmm.
okay? I've stolen every concert violin, and they'd have to play on by gritting their teeth against the strings. So, you know, there's a difference between that and harming a person with disabilities and making them eat their own feces or somebody else's feces, which is quite disgusting.
Yeah.
But mainstream media, if you're not careful, we're going to come next and we're going to cover our own shit just because of the fact that you're not covering it fast enough.
Right.
We have more stuff per day about us, written about us, that you can't even cover in a week.
Yeah.
And then when it's major, that's when you hit. That's when you're going, oh, it's either that or you don't have people like us who actually alert you. You know? What's going on? I mean, we credit Disability Scoop. We credit everybody that we source. But,
yes, we do.
And fairly and rightly.
And we make mention of it on air, so people could go and find it if they wanted to.
And we have stuff on our website as well. So you know, if people
and we do on our website and with
if people in Myanmar, if people in Australia, if people in Great Britain, my country, if it's definitely a thing. Where disabilities are involved,
then
definitely something should happen.
Yeah, it's almost like why should anyone else be why does everyone else get coverage, but then when it's us, it's the oh this shouldn't happen.
It's not even this shouldn't happen. It is really a thing of this should happen.
Yeah.
Rather than not happening at all.
Yeah, I agree. And there's a need for this. There's a huge need. It should not be. It shouldn't be just the simple fact of, oh yeah, it's okay for X, for someone to go through this. No, it isn't actually, and you're mistaken. It's terrible but if it was you and your family, or you and your, if you were in that situation, you wouldn't be.
It doesn't. It doesn't even have to do with family. It has
right.
to do.
Right. I'm just saying, if it didn't, if it happened to them, happened to someone that they knew. Think about it.
It doesn't
think
even
about
have
that,
to do with family.
Then everyone would be up in arms. Then that would cause people to be more up in arms. As a way of, it would spark outrage. It would spark an outcry of why is X happening, but no one's actually taking responsibility for X or Y. So if someone can't take responsibility for doing something, isn't that wrong? Isn't it also not giving people a chance? I think so. I think it's a disservice. And it's outrageous to see people go through it and no one could care about the fact that they matter too.
I mean,
and why did anyone have to go through that?
It is awful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
There's no excuse for that.
No. There isn't any excuse.
And if someone thinks that they have the right to cause people harm, they have more issues than they know of. And for being a person with a disability, it doesn't exactly make people with disabilities make people feel the best either.
No. Not
or
even the best.
Feeling like, oh yes, we'll be able to do. No, you can't exactly do that point.
It's not even that. It's a thing of it's not even not doing at that point. It is.
It's a disservice.
It's reprehensible that they're not even covering it.
Yeah. And more people spark outrage because of, they're not covering it. They're not doing this. They're not doing that for X group, X minority. What about disabilities? What about those people that have the same rights as them, but it just doesn't seem to stick or to even matter by the way that people just could bring it up and disservice and causing problems to not just the teenager, but knowing that his family will be going through as well. That's inexcusable. There's no way. I don't see those who commit the crime getting off easy. I see them having problems right for not exactly having the life that they wanted to live because of this either. And they caused their own problems too. They made this mess. Now they have to go and deal with the consequences, which I find to be the most, to be the proper way to go about it. Because people who could just do this, they don't deserve a free pass. They don't deserve to have, they don't just deserve to have this, have anything. They don't deserve to be given any. They need to be responsible for themselves, not just go, yes, we're okay, it's okay. No, it isn't actually, and you think that it's all well and good? No, it's not.
I mean, it is one of those things that I just, I don't know what I hate more. I don't know what I hate more. Guys, the thing that the mainstream didn't cover it, and we're covering it,
mm-hmm.
or the fact that we don't, we have to take it, not them, you know, and they should help.
They get a free. Everyone gets a. It's like we don't get the free pass, but everyone else does.
No, I don't.
So,
think
Okay.
I don't think that's it. I think that, I think that when you have, when you have the mainstream media like NBC, Fox, BBC, they uphold standards as well.
Right.
We have our own standards.
Yes. Yes.
They have their standards. Their standards are more more based on recording. The upcoming election. Then.
Or past election. Right.
Then recording something that happened, and it's inexcusable what happened.
Right. Yeah.
On
and
TV.
There's no excuse for it. There's no excuse to go about having this continue and go down this road. And we shouldn't have to be the silent majority. We should be loud, proud, and be persistent when it comes to these matters, because guess what? The only way we're going to actually get a voice, those that have the ability to be the voice, to actually stand up and start becoming vocal.
Yeah, but we're the podcast, aside from this, we're the podcast who makes fun of stuff. Now, I reckon it's time to start that tradition up again. Not that we haven't, but it's our first show back. So, the fact is that those drones are fucking annoying. They sound like a whole hive of very nasty moths playing violins. That's what they... I mean, it's not good. And, Army, if you're paying attention to this at all, listen up. Can you please get a noise reduction on each of your drones? Because that way, they can actually fly silently through the sky, not going... Now imagine that at a very high rate. Annoying as fucking hell.
Yeah.
Maybe what you can do maybe there's a slight invention here. Put in each one of the terrorist cells. Let them have fun. What is this? A drone. Just don't put a camera in it. Deal?
Right.
You know, that's what it would be. But also, a baggage handler got locked inside a plane's cargo?
Yes.
Apparently?
Yep. Yes, yep, you're right.
Okay.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah,
right.
I had a friend. I was coming back from Oregon. And this friend and I were sitting in our seats, and we swear we pulled over the flight attendant and said, "Miss, I believe we have barking dogs downstairs."
To which it was no.
And not only that, but we couldn't feed them. They sounded like this.
Right. Yes.
Yes. You know.
We hit it.
Yep.
But,
mm-hmm.
but imagine hearing that
yep,
right below your seat. Imagine hearing that right below your mm-hmm. seat. Tinkled. I think you're on the same flight. But at
yeah.
the same time, the fact is that
yes,
you know, that's it's one thing to have dogs in
right.
the cargo, frogs,
right.
dogs, cats, geese,
mm-hmm.
animals of flying origin.
Mm-hmm.
Get what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's another
yes,
thing.
Yes.
It's another thing to have a baggage handler become trapped inside of one of your cargo areas on the way
right.
from North Carolina to Washington, D.C.
Right. Right. Yes.
You know. But
yes,
that's what happens. In the fact that
mm-hmm.
he said,
right.
help, help, I can't get out, and nobody could hear him. He was like the fly from the fly going, help me,
mm-hmm.
help me, kind
right.
of thing. You know, stuck for an hour and 22 minutes inside Washington Dulles International Airport on Sunday. The plane was an Embraer 175 small regional jet. And the person was 45. But Reginald Gaskin, 45, who decided to comment when reached by the Washington Post, was stuck inside the cargo airplane area and reportedly was unharmed. Damn.
Good.
Well,
good
and bad.
Good on him.
Good and bad. The fact that they didn't
mm-hmm.
realize that he was possibly trapped.
Yeah. That's a problem. That's a problem. Major
total problem.
Problem.
Total problem. Total problem.
Big problem. Big, big, big problem.
Huge problem. And,
wait, you're
you know,
not,
it's kind of dodgy,
you're
if
not
you ask
going
me.
To do, or the, it's like, no, this is bad. This is really, really bad. It's like, do you just want to do this?
It's not even, do you just
this
want to?
This is just bad.
It's just bad.
Right,
it's bad all over.
It's like, so what?
It's like,
at,
could he have?
Or is it,
could,
yeah, well, which point did they realize that he was not exactly the best scenario.
Not even
point.
Best scenario. Doesn't even have to do with best scenario. Has
I know.
Nothing to do with best scenario. Has everything to do. Everything.
I know.
Everything to do with.
Uh-huh.
Everything to do with. Getting out on time. Get out on time. Nothing.
I know.
You know, has nothing to do.
Yeah.
With
that
anything.
Would have helped the guy.
Would have helped
get
him
out,
majorly.
At least.
Major help. You know, attention to Major Tom.
It's like at what point?
At what point
did
you know,
did he realize?
Stowed,
oh wait.
You know, did he go like this? Your baggage is stowed.
You're also stowed. Wait.
You're also stowed. What?
Wait, your baggage is stowed. You're locked away in the. You're locked away in the in the cargo. Yeah, that's great news. That helps, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or not.
Oh, yeah.
Or is this the point where it's the, help me, help me, I can't get out. Sir, you are. So wait, how did he, I wonder how he got back from where he was, because that had to be a trip. That had, I'm sure it costed his, the company he worked for, money to get him back. Right?
Right.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah, no.
It's like,
totally.
So you're just going to have, so you're just going to end up having yourself being shipped all the way across the United States in cargo. Brilliant. True. You scored one on one for stupidity.
Oh, definitely. I mean, do you not get...
It's like,
do you not get...
How?
Do you not get... Do you not get,
Or is it you just not sure? It's like, wait, how do you end up figuring it out? Oh, wait, you don't. Oh, wait, you're in trouble now. Is you now flown across the... United States, he should be happy that he didn't fly all the way across to another country, because that would have been great. It would have been the how have you gotten here? Or, and the why? How and why
exactly.
Are you here? It's like, let me just tell... Let me just tell you... how I got here.
Yeah.
The trip around the world.
Step one. Let's just summarize this. Step one. Work for an airplane. Step two. Lock yourself in the airplane. Step three.
Mm-hmm.
Don't realize that you're not in the airplane.
Right.
Step four. As soon as you take...
Right.
As soon as you touch down to the other landing point, quickly alert every media news channel, including podcasting. Step five. If you notice that you have a barking dog next to you, alleviate him first. Step six. Then alleviate yourself. Then alleviate yourself in the process. Step seven, walk out in total daze. Step eight, go down to your hotel, get a hotel room, go to it, change, and pretend the problem never happened.
And step nine, AMC Press and Co.
That's right. Nine steps to...
Yep. It's like nine steps of becoming a
total absolute
a
moron.
Moron. And that will just go like so.
Exactly.
Fun stuff. Fun. It's just like that just works wonders, doesn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I wonder how likely this guy got on, this guy got back to his workplace.
Flew back with a chimpanzee.
Yeah. right.
So. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's like, are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah, yeah, for sure. This guy is made his landing at an airport that is not even remotely accessible. Fun stuff.
Exactly.
And that train don't go to Washington, D.C. That's,
no, and that train...
At least not yet. At least not yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Trust me, I know.
So it's like, how in the hell are you supposed to get back home?
Right, exactly.
Or hit your bus, or get involved, get to a bus.
Exactly.
Either way, still a long time to get back.
I would not recommend walking on that toll road, that's for sure.
Exactly. You know,
yeah,
no.
Not the best
if you do ride on a toll route, just be prepared to actually cross through an easy pass lane with your invisible vehicle. Invisible vehicles are not sold.
Believe it or not, that road.
Exactly.
Believe it or not, that road does have an easy pass lane.
Exactly.
Which means they would pretty much be having to pay a toll.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And try not
having
to
pay
get
a toll.
To yourself. Pray to God that you don't get her in the process.
I would not.
Oh, good. That's all good.
I would not be walking that 12 lanes of traffic, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
Lanes. Yeah, that would be a very hot. That would be a very. That would be very detrimental to your health.
Exactly. It is one. It is one funny thing. It's just hysterical. That, you know, you just don't get anything like that at all. But on Wednesday, we will be covering more drones, Black Hood returns, and more satire on the way. The fact is that we have a Neptune statue that we have to cover that is being banned on Facebook. God knows why you'd want to ban art. And then also, also, Johann Sebastian Bach returns from his latest dead decomposing effort, in which he decomposes Trump's national anthem. Yeah, so that's Wednesday, right, Pinkwood?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, we will, I guess, see you on Wednesday with those things and other things and Black Hood and fun. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So
yes.
I guess that...
Amongst also having an announcement... Also bringing into play an
yes.
announcement.
An announcement.
That will be...
An announcement which we'll keep it to... We'll keep hidden until Wednesday. So we will see you then.
Yes.
Have a great night. I
guess. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it's the end of the broadcast.
Yes.
Yes. Good night.
Yeah.
Good night. Good night.